This is my poem to Morgan. Morgan, we caught the guy who killed. Mogo, now you can go. Yes, dear. Loose the bonds that tether you here. Let your soul soar like it should. Morgan Harrington, dead for good. Fly, dragon dancer, baby girl, into the next world. Listen now, it's Morgan's song. Dear God, I want to grow like cicadas grow, getting so big, robust, and stronger that my skin can't hold me in any longer, and I'll split at the seam of my back and climb out, out of my shell, swell. Though naked and frail, I won't fail. Chrysalis, I want this. Not forced to change by sadness and decay, no way. I want to burst forth into transformation in full, joyous, throbbing song. Just like God made of the cicada, that's the way, and I choose launch.
So when did you write that?
I wrote it in the process of putting the book together after the trial was finished.
Talk about your motivation and where the material came from.
Yes, Jean. The book is, people think that the title is maybe a little funny, but it is true. It has really two meanings. Morgan Harrington was murdered and she is dead for good, by which I mean she will always be dead and remain dead. But her murder has resulted in a great deal of good, a huge amount of positive sequela from her very short life. And I'm very proud of that. And I want really to bring attention to that possibility. Even from dead, even from a box of ashes, we have created positive legacy. And if it was possible for us to do it from dead, think of what everyone can do.
How important was that, Jill, to you and Dan, Dr. Dan Harrington? Morgan's father, you know, there's Help Save the Next Girl. There's also a school in Africa named for Morgan. How important is that to helping you guys cope?
I think it was vital for us to make something good come from something evil. You know, we would not acquiesce and let evil win. We had to really be creative and determined and wrestle something so that our daughter mattered in the world instead of it being, oh, another pretty girl is gone, too bad, turn the page, next. I would not allow that to be what happened.
Some jarring images in this book, and we're talking with Jill Harrington, founder and president of Help Save the Next Girl and the co-author of Morgan Harrington, Murdered and Dead for Good. A couple of photos that where you and Dan are looking at Morgan's remains after they were recovered. Why was it important for you to put those images in the book?
Gene, this book is not the true crime book. This book is the grief journey book. And there are few such resources out there. When I was starving and hungry for some solace and some help for myself to get out of, you know, the pit of anguish that you have, there was slim pickings for me. And that's one motivation to write the book. I also wanted something that was very authentic. And I don't think that those pictures are ugly. I think that they're authentic and real, and I think what happened to Morgan deserves witness. We see the images that we see of death are, you know, from TV, someone flutters their eyelashes and they become still, or they float on a pink cloud to heaven. That is not what happened to Morgan Harrington. That is not what happens from violent sexual assaults. They're violent. Bones are broken. You know, those girls are ripped from us, you know, crying and screaming and bleeding and begging for mercy.
We're talking with Jill Harrington, the founder and president of Help Save the Next Girl. And how was this book pieced together?
I've started actually blogging and journaling within days of Morgan's abduction. That's something that I always do and have done. When it came to the part of the trial, I passed the baton to Jane Lillian Vance, who was Morgan's beloved teacher at Virginia Tech and has become my dear friend after Morgan was killed. We also like to say that Morgan is perhaps the third author in the book because there are many writings and essays and letters that Morgan wrote. So her voice is there as well.
What do you hope people, Jill, who read Morgan Harrington, Murdered and Dead for Good, what do you hope they get out of it? Maybe parents that are passing it to their teenage girls or kids going to school. What do you want people to get out of the book?
I think I want people to see a path, a template, a playbook, if you will, for a successful and dignified way to transcend grief and loss, you know, how to suffer. We don't suffer in our society. If you have any little niggling pain somewhere, you know, you take something for it, or at all costs, we Band-Aid it. And that is not always possible. So how do you slog through it with some strength and end up whole at the other side? I think we have managed that.
Is it much easier to deal with it today than it was, you know, all those years ago?
It's different. It's not as sharp, but it's still very sorrowful. I would say that we still cry, not every day, but several times a week. And what is the trigger can be anything from music to a smell to nothing. Yeah, it's still hard, and it always will be hard. But it's like living with a chronic disease. You figure how to manage it. You never get cured from it, but you try and keep the symptoms under control.
Recently was the one-year anniversary, Jill, of, and we'll talk with Jill Harrington, founder and president of Help Save the Next Girl. Recently, the one-year anniversary of Jesse Matthews Jr. being sentenced to 7 life terms for the murders of Morgan Hannah Graham and on other charges. How do you reflect on that? What does it mean to you and to Dan?
You know, it surprised us, the relief that we felt at the end of the trial. It really was the last parental obligation that we needed to fulfill to our daughter, you know, a contract, if you will. And we did it successfully. And also, all three of us were surprised at the amount of energy that it kind of released for us, because we had been so focused for so long on finding justice for Morgan, whatever that may mean. To me, it really meant stopping a perpetrator from being able to hurt anyone else. It was a great relief.